Any global climate agreement can be viewed as a success, albeit a highly qualified one. I'm Terry Vangeveldt, and I'm an Associate Professor of Urban Sustainability at Singapore Management University. COP29 talks were pulled from the brink of failure by a last-minute pledge to channel $300 billion of climate financing to developing countries every year by 2035. This pledge has been highly criticized as too little, too late, and climate scientists and advocates have penned an open letter calling for the overhaul of the COP system. COP talks are difficult. At the end of the day, what we're doing is we're solving a problem of common but differentiated responsibility. That is, while climate change affects all nations, today's developed countries have to do more and help other countries because they polluted more in the past and they got rich by doing so. The reality is that many developed countries today are struggling to fund their own public services at home, so whether they can do more is uncertain. So from this point of view, the COP talks are not the problem. What they do instead is shed light on the economic and geopolitical reality of the world today. What we need to remember is that COP talks are inherently political. Every country has its own interests, and at the end of the day, at some level, the negotiations are a zero-sum game. Where COP talks can be made more effective is in terms of procedure and transparency. For example, this year at COP29, there are numerous reports that oil-producing countries blocked the mention of fossil fuels in key documents required for negotiation. News headlines at COP29 focused almost exclusively on the negotiations. A little-known fact is that at the Blue Zone at COP29 are country pavilions. These pavilions are opportunities for countries to showcase their innovative solutions to climate change mitigation and adaptation. For example, the Singapore Pavilion hosted a number of highly engaging panels over a 10-day period. The panel that I was involved in brought together academics, representatives from the private and the public sectors to showcase how nature-based solutions can play a key role in climate mitigation and adaptation here in Singapore. Over 9,000 delegates from other countries visited the Singapore Pavilion. Multiply this by the number of highly engaging panels from other countries, and that's definitely a silver lining.